Oh, yes. Welcome to Wednesdays. I'm Michelle Purcell, attorney for Breakfast. Let's say good day to this man.
Modern Motor Trimmers, leaders in the supply, installation and maintenance of Isri seats. Search Modern Motor Trimmers today.
Where the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here for a player chat
with Liam Duggan.
And
former captain Liam Duggan, I must say. Anyway, I need to dig in there. I reckon there might have been a few off-field dramas that might have led to the sacking. But, hey, Duggan.
My drinking problem again.
My drinking problem again.
We don't need to speak about the month you did in Thailand in a little facility. Hey, mate, McGowan gone. If West Coast had to put someone forward to be a Premier of the state, which West Coast Eagle would it be?
It'd be our current captain, Oscar Allen, without hesitation.
Wow. How about that?
He's a pretty switched on fella, isn't he?
Very switched on. Got a booming voice. He's a leader amongst men.
Does he talk too much?
No, I wouldn't say he talks too. You just know when he is.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I did see some social media about who would be a movie star or something, and everyone Oscar Allen. It's a bit of a, you know, he's around the club.
Yeah,
he's a
charismatic guy.
He presents. Yeah.
Big blonde. He's got a big gun for
Peacock.
Him.
You wouldn't go too far down that track, or how far? How many
full blown peacock.
Full blown peacock.
Yeah, I think he knows he's good looking. He's good at footy.
Isn't he studying to be a lawyer or something stupid as well?
Yeah, so he's very clever. He's too clever for a footballer.
Collingwood this weekend, do they tend to let the halfbacks have a little look?
They tend to let their halfbacks have a little look.
Yeah.
They play. Oh, it's not a similar game to Essendon, but without having a look at them yet, I think they're pretty good to watch, Collingwood. I think they bring a lot of energy, a lot of speed. They flick the ball around, so potentially that can bring us into it at times as well with opening the game up. But, yeah, they're pretty good at what they do.
How's the team going in general? Because Collingwood's being pretty good. Is it like you're at home fighting a sibling and you're just windmilling arms and legs and kicking and going, if you get in my road, it's your fault. Is that the way you go in, or what's the thought?
We go in every game thinking we can win. Obviously, Collingwood are the benchmark this year.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like that, yeah. We're the little brother at the moment, and there's no expectation on us, so we can go in with it, having a swing, and maybe we take down the big brother.
Do you find, and this is, and I'll say it, not all, their supporters just turds, some of them. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I should get into that this week.
Just leave it be.
Shoulder and arms. Hey, Nick Dacos, mate, absolutely flying.
Yeah, he is killing it. So Yeah, it's going to be exciting to come up against him. I don't think I'll be having a shootout with him from half back at the other end. But he's brought a lot of good stuff to Collingwood in just his second year, which is really impressive.
Very, very impressive. Magpies at top of the table. You guys struggling away. Supporters are going to turn up like they do every week.
Yep.
I think West Coast had the second biggest crowd of the weekend, even though struggling away at the moment. So the supporters are still coming.
Good.
Second biggest.
Yeah.
I think the week before they were almost the biggest as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, the supporters are still coming.
Yep.
What are they going to see from you guys? I know that the tipsters and stuff would probably be favouring the Collingwood Magpies sitting on top of the table, but what are we going to see from you guys?
I think off last week, we liked a bit more of what we see. So the things that we'll go into this week focusing on are probably connecting with our forwards a little bit better. So the cleaner entries that we give ourselves a little bit more opportunity to kick a score. And then obviously some of our goal kicking. We weren't as straight as we would have liked in front of goal. That might have bridged the gap a little bit against the Dons on the weekend. So we'll look at that.
Okay, here we go.
Controversial question.
Now, normally we've got you under the microscope, West Coast Eagles under the microscope. Monday just gone. This guy over here.
Ooh. Oh, me.
Calls out, Oscar Allen for captain, makes it onto Perth now as well. Mad Monday, have you cast your eye over it?
When Shuey stands down, I need to add.
Absolutely. But still, it's not Liam. And that was my main point.
Oh.
Mad Monday, have you cast your eye over it yet? Have you watched Mad Monday, 7 p.m.?
Oh, no, I haven't seen Mad Monday.
Right, well, I think Home and Away.
Mate.
Home and Away off the channel.
Yeah, well, you've got the beautiful lead-in of Home and Away, but so TV. You haven't just yet.
No.
Thoughts on him as a TV person just before you cast your eye over it? How do you think he runs?
You're not wearing what you're wearing
the
now.
The pause says it all.
No. The shirt always. I've got a shirt. Makeup, cleanly shaven, two for the day.
Are you behind a desk?
Yeah, at a bar.
Oh, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
So below doesn't matter?
No, I wear shorts and thongs.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no,
it's a direct lift from the front bar. You're behind a bar.
I'd give him a chance if he's just working with 50% of what we're seeing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Here's your homework. That's your homework. Go and see Mad Monday and then give a real critique of this man.
Put a lot of pressure on his
head. Cut him off. Get him to Collingwood.
Off to Stadium, 2:35. The game kicks off. West Coast v Collingwood. If you can't get to the game, you can listen to all the action right here, 92.9 Triple M. Liam Duggan, Modern Motor Trimmers, leaders in the supply, installation and maintenance of Isri. Seat Search, Modern Motor Trimmers. Today on your Duggo.
Thanks, team. Cheers.
92.9 Triple M.